The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel. Are you ready to explore the balance in your life? When the proper balance in your life is achieved, you can enjoy better relationships, careers, health, and life. Now, here is your host, Sangeeta Patel.
Good morning and welcome, everyone, on today's show. It's going to be an amazing episode today because we have Anuradha Kautha from UK to share all her wisdom. And the topic today we will be talking is the three keys to manifesting a life of meaning. Let me quickly share you a little bit about Anuradha. She is a founder and CEO of ManifestByDesign.com. And her company teaches professionals and entrepreneurs alike to find their highest purpose and share their message with the world. How beautiful is that? Anuradha was a former high school science teacher, a lab technician, and a grant writer. And she is not only passionate about transformation, but also an accomplished Bharatanatyam dancer and a champion for performing artist and an insightful writer. So good morning, Anuradha. Welcome on our show today.
Thank you so much, Sangeeta. It's really a blessing to be here. Thank you.
You are so welcome. So I know you have so much to share, and I can't wait to get started on your story today. So let's start with, tell us about yourself. What is your story?
Well, basically, as a child, I was raised, you know, with a very strict kind of family, focus on science and math and so on, and grounded in a lot of, my parents were in India and I was raised in Phoenix, Arizona. So, you know, this blending of these different worlds.
Right.
But from every structure I kept seeing, whether that be school or family or, you know, government, I just kept seeing these patterns that people were not taking responsibility, not being happy, and living a life of struggle. I saw that everywhere, and it really bothered me the way they would then make that reality so real and be unkind to each other.
Right.
And I saw that over and over. So basically, it bothered me that people were not living their life on purpose, and I started thinking from an early age, what is it that I want to do? And I did lots of silly things. I experimented a lot. I thought I'd be an inventor for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I thought I'd be an astronomer.
Oh.
and then I thought about being a teacher and so on. So I just tried different things, and I really enjoyed doing some of them. And I just wanted to see what would make me happy. And that was different because a lot of people were doing what was told to them to do, what was expected of them. And putting themselves on their own list of what do I actually like to do never happened. And it was so rare that I would see my parents or other people around me relax and enjoy their life.
Right. Right. And that is so big because so many people, that's why they don't know what their life purpose is, what their life mission is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they keep trying and trying. But once if they get the awareness that, okay, I am here for a purpose, then, you know, like yourself, you know, like you said that you tried, you wanted to be an astronomer and an inventor and all that, but now at least you know what your purpose is and that's what you're following with your passion and everything. So it is very, very important to know this. And I'm sure, unlike everyone, you also must have gone through some struggles before coming to do this. So would you like to share that?
Yes, yes, yes. Of course I went through struggles. We all did. Part of the beauty of that is the struggles that we manifest in our lives are actually here to guide us to actually, they set the course of our lives. So how we react to them and use them as teaching tools can actually shape our future. So some of the obstacles that kept coming up for me were not valuing myself. I regularly came up against that barrier many times, and feeling like if I was really truly who I wanted to be, if I expressed all my truth inside, that people wouldn't like me. There was always this fear, if I share too much or share the real me, then people around me will get turned off. They won't like me. I won't have any friends. So it was kind of this precarious balance of trying to do what I wanted to do but not upset people at the same time, which is practically impossible.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like I said, I was also struggling before, for almost 17 years with pain and suffering after my car accident and losing my brother. Mm-hmm. And overcoming those struggles and understanding and bringing that awareness of the life purpose, this is where I am and this is what I'm supposed to do. And mm-hmm. that's how I found my life purpose. And obviously everybody has their big why, why do you do this? So what would be your big why?
That's a great question. Yes, similar to you, I had a car accident. That was one of the things that kind of sparked that, hey, what am I doing? And this was kind of a wake-up call.
Uh-huh.
And the why came after that. It wasn't clear to me there. The why in that moment was, I actually remember watching a Wayne Dyer episode of, he's frequently on PBS. So mm-hmm. after that, when I was sitting home feeling really upset and so on, I saw him and he was talking about, you have a purpose. And I thought, well, what's my purpose? So at that moment, the only purpose I could think of is, hey, I survived all this. So I'm meant to be here. I don't know what it is, but I'm alive. And right. for many months, that was the riding thought. And eventually it's blossomed into me actually helping people find their purpose. That is my purpose. Not actually knowing what their purpose is, what their specific design is. I see too much in this culture where we're all trying to be one size fits all.
Right.
So that we have a specific design. We're here to do something very specific. And when we blend that design with our own life experience, our interests, and so on, then we can really blossom into our life purpose and do what we came here to do. So I work with people doing that now. That's my purpose. Not only telling them what their purpose and their design is, but helping them physically, practically do that.
Wow, that is very good. That is very awesome. And like you said earlier, not valuing yourself and then a wake-up call. And that doesn't mean that everybody goes through a trauma, but some kind of either major or minor wake-up calls that people have. And once they have, then they get their passion. So it's like a process. Do you agree with that? So what would be your passion for that?
Yeah, there is definitely a process. We often see that when people are going through this, either there's some sort of crisis or, trauma or something that goes on. And even if that's not major, we don't all have to have a near-death experience here. It can be a minor thing that other people might think, oh, that's silly, but it was really a turning point for you. And we've all had moments like that.
Mm-hmm.
The more kind of evolved or the kind of better way to approach it is you can wait for this diagnosis of ill health or whatever that shows up, or you can kind of get out in front of it and start thinking, I can start creating a little bit more meaning now and shed a little bit more light in my life and make it easier. So those are the kind of two paths that I see. I mean, there's obviously a myriad of other choices.
Right.
But we do see a wake-up call. And then the part of that is we all know, I've never done a service for somebody working with my clients that I'm telling them something they didn't know about themselves. They all know it. They're not doing it, though. And that's the part is we know what we want to be doing, but we think because we've been conditioned because the way the world operates, we're not going to get paid for it. We're not going to get valued for doing this thing that's so important to us. You know, one of my clients, he loves to play guitar and so on. But he struggles to make a living because he doesn't value that, and he thinks no one else will value it, even though he wouldn't do any other kind of paid work. So then he feels like he's stuck in this conundrum. And this is an age-old story, especially in this modern age where, hey, we can do so many things, and it seems like money is more important than actually living happily. It's actually a whole book is written about it called Affluenza. And that is discussed pretty much that, especially in the Western English-speaking nations, we have this struggle where we're not inclined to go towards their purpose because it's not going to bring in enough money.
Oh, wow. No, that is very, very true, and especially in the art area, and you being a dancer and working with artists, you know the core of it.
Right? Yes, absolutely. My clients aren't just musicians or artists, but several of them are. And like you said, I do Bharatanatyam as well. So I see that I see this kind of system that I see kind of globally, especially in the arts, that there's this intense study period. And so we pay lots of money to universities or so on and get this degree. And then there's very little support up to the professional. It's like a big leap up. How do I actually become a professional artist? Well, we don't have sponsors and donations, so we're expected to do these things for free oftentimes. And that's the setup. So you're doing it because you love the art. But if doctors did that, if that was the platform, there was no platform to them to, you know, study to be a healer, become a doctor, and then afterward, hey, you might have to do it only for free. Nobody would go down that path, right? We would have a shortage of professional doctors that we could actually trust. So that's kind of what's gone on. We have a wealth of artists, but we don't have the system that supports them. So oftentimes, this is where the Manifest by Design comes in. You actually start creating that system for yourself and outreach to other artists or other systems. And part of the work that I feel that's facing this planet is to change those structures, that being one of them.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. And I love the name, you know, like Manifest by Design. I mean, how beautiful is that? Because it kind of congruence and it kind of ties in with your whole life story and what you have been doing and, you know, what do you want to share with others and how you can help people to design their life just by manifesting and designing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so brilliant that people are understanding that. I see a kind of movement going on that for many years it was follow this kind of guru sheep mentality. Now we're kind of moving away from that. We don't want to be told, hey, do it like I did it.
Right.
Because the truth of the matter is we're all unique.
Right.
And
everybody has a different message to share, different things to do, and different ways of creating just one thing, but in a different perspective and different ways. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. Do I have time to share something about Bruce Lipton and his work at this time?
Yes, we will be going for a break shortly, so why don't we pick that up right after a short break, and our listeners are very, very, waiting to hear for what you have to say about the Manifest by Design and all the other information. So please stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Are you ready for a health, life, and empowerment show in one? Then be sure to listen every week for Living Well with Ann Beal. Ann takes her long-running TV show to the Internet Talk Radio airwaves with guest experts and insight designed to help you live a healthy and successful life. By hearing from the experts and those who have found success, our goal is that you too will be motivated to do the same. Living Well with Ann Beal can be heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's time to take a fresh look at your life. But where do you start? Your world has thousands of possibilities that are waiting to be explored. Find out how you can discover your possibilities by tuning in to Fresh Start with Sue Williams-Braun.
Midlife is a turning point in your journey. It's a time to take off the blinders and find what has meaning for you. Our guests include experts and inspiring people who are making their middle years count and will inspire you to do the same. Fresh Start airs live Fridays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
This is Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to support@embraceyourinnerself.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Thank you for tuning in today, this morning, and welcome back on Voice America Empowerment Channel. Today we have Anuradha Kauta, and before we went to break, we were talking about, Anuradha was going to share with us about Dr. Bruce Lipton. So Anuradha, let's go ahead and share your thoughts.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, basically, that Bruce Lipton's work, I think, is really insightful here. This is the key, the one of the keys I wanted to share today. He talks about that basically, especially from an early age, we get programmed in a certain way, that we're in a kind of hypnotic state, and we pick up these programs unconsciously, and then we go on to fulfill them, keep living them. And we want to change, but only the only part of our brain that can do the change, the conscious part of the brain, has very little control. The subconscious brain generally is running the show. And I want people to understand that you can start shifting those thoughts. And one of the ways I encourage people to shift is to go down to Staples and get an easy button. And basically, when we try to kind of pick a stress response, we go down a certain pathway, and it actually biochemically changes us in all these ways. So getting an easy button or something else where you are focusing on ease instead of the stress response, we go down the easy response, we become calmer, we sleep better, our food digests better, and so on. So if we can actually stop doing the things that stress us out and start making those same things, especially those things that were lodged in our subconscious. Like for some reason, I was just in a class yesterday, and a student had a thought, and they all of a sudden tensed up. Huh. And I was asking, why are you tensing up? And she didn't actually have an idea. But apparently, this student does this regularly every time she's feeling judged. Mm. So she didn't even make that connection. She brought it up a little later. And that's the posture she took. So instead, if she could, in that moment where that posture gets, you know, where she got really tense, her shoulders tensed up, and somewhere in your body you feel it, like I get a gut clench.
Right.
So obviously something's upset you. So if you go through and talk that through and you're like, oh, this is the thing that's really upsetting me, then you kind of push the easy button. You do stuff that makes it fun. Uh-huh. So you bring love to it or something like that. So you do the opposite of what stressed you out, and you kind of start to reprogram your brain. So that's a key that I use with many of my clients. I want you to, instead of trying to jump in at the deep end and try to tackle all the stuff in your life that you hate, because we all have stuff in our life we don't like, I want you to start picking easy stuff and mastering those, because whatever you practice every day is going to become your life. That's where habits come from. And Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this as well. Whoever, you know, whatever habits you are, whoever you are, it's because you've practiced certain thoughts, behaviors, patterns. Uh-huh. So you can practice something different. And that's kind of one way to start reprogramming your life and to start manifesting by your design, that you actually want this thing that you're trying to create instead of this subconscious things that you have been programmed to want from other people. Maybe you don't even want that.
Right.
You actually want something different. So I think that's one area that consciousness, or just bringing awareness to your life like a flashlight,
right.
bringing that to the dark places of your life, you're going to start seeing a difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, completely. And it's mm-hmm. so true. I love your idea about getting an easy button, because everybody can create their own way of reminding them that, you know, separating the stress from what can be easy and transforming that energy, because energy is energy, you know, it can be just transformed. So why not do that physically by getting a button and then, you know, transform that stress into ease button. And, of mm-hmm. course, like reprogramming your brain, you know, it's like a computer. And nowadays everybody can relate to a computer that, mm-hmm. you know, you need to upgrade it and reboot it and reprogram it once in a while. So the same way it's our life, we can do that. And how to do that, that is what, you know, you help people, which mm-hmm. is awesome.
Yeah, I agree. And the results can happen that quickly, that if we have this life where everything is upsetting and stressful, and that's pretty much the way people have set their lives up, if you start changing even one or two things and you have some small wins on a daily basis, even one small win, it starts reprogramming your brain that you're going to have more of those.
Yes.
It actually changes the way your neurons wire in the brain.
Right.
And that brings me to key two, the second point that I wanted to bring up.
Uh-huh.
That I use tools like scientific hand analysis and human design, as well as my own study in biology. I have a bachelor's in biology and my master's in rhetoric, and I've been studying Bharatanatyam since I was the age of 4. So I've had all these wide experiences, and these all help me understand somebody's exact specific design. I love human design because it's actually a chart of what your aura looks like. And it tells you where you're more likely to have been conditioned. And it tells you exactly the way you need to be making decisions. It's such a great tool for that. And each person, each type, has a specific way they can then go manifest. So if you knew that about yourself, you could then go and manifest something you actually want if you used this strategy. And scientific hand analysis is actually this idea that it's based in the old palmistry,
mm-hmm.
but the fingerprint patterns, Richard Unger looked at tens of thousands of hands, and he found that the life purpose is encoded in the fingerprint patterns, which is actually the skin cells in utero reacting with the amniotic fluid as it swirls. So each person's fingerprints are therefore unique. We already know that, but that's mm-hmm. where the purpose comes from. So combined with the rest of the hand, which actually those lines that you've got all over your hands are actually a map of what's going on in your brain.
Wow.
So if we combined this with your soul's imprint with the way you think, we can use this as a model to figure out, wow, this is what your actually design is. So when we then try to copy someone else's design, we will have little to no success. It'll feel like it's an uphill battle. And causing mm-hmm. more struggle and you know, the opposite of ease, right?
Right.
So actually, if we used this specific tool and you understood, there's so many other tools. These are just mm-hmm. the ones I happen to use, okay? But if people understood their specific design and then they use that instead of trying to effort or try to copy, they're going to have so much more success. And then they don't feel like they're living a lie, or living a fraud.
Right.
So
understand
you came here to do something specific. And if you actually knew that and the way you can create success, and you use that as your roadmap instead mm-hmm. of bumbling along, you're going to have success faster. And success can look like fulfillment and meaning, and oftentimes it does, especially for my clients who are entering the second half of their lives. They've had the ego-based life. Now they're moving into a more spiritual-based life.
So this is very, very interesting, and I'm so looking forward for the scientific hand analysis because it is, I mean, who knew, right? I mean, people would start looking at their hands differently after they would listen to this.
Yeah,
so,
I hope so. I hope so. I hope you understand that. The old palmistry's got a bad rap, but the scientific hand analysis, we look at the hands, and you can actually, it's repeatable in that every single person who's got this specific type of hand shape or hand line or fingerprint pattern will have the same type of thing showing up. So it's scientific in that it's reliable. It's not just, it's not predictive. We're not trying to predict someone's outcome. This is, you can create your life however way you want it. You always have that choice.
Right. And it can
gives you a
changing,
tool so
right?
you can win. Go ahead.
And it can keep changing, right?
The fingerprint patterns don't change. That is, even the governments understand that, and they use that in the chips and so on in the passports. So the fingerprints don't change, but the rest of the hand, the lines and the shape of the hand can change to a degree. Now, I want to be clear that some people maybe have a hand that's very broad and wide. It's a big square, and then their fingers are real short. That's called an earthy hand. It's an earth hand. They're never going to turn into a watery hand. And Sangeeta, you have a more of a watery hand where the fingers are a little bit more long and skinny. And they, they've got a seaweed-like appearance a little bit more on the print. And then the palm shape is more like a teardrop, and I bet your hands are slightly on the cold side. So you probably have more of a water-based hand. So we would never see a change from an earth hand to a water hand. You know what I mean? That kind of shape change won't happen. But minor changes will happen.
Oh, I see. Wow, this is so exciting because, after we come back from the next break, we still have some time, but you are going to actually kind of read my handprints, and I'm so looking forward to that. But where did all this start for you, the palmistry?
Well, I think I just had an interest earlier. I mean, it's cultural. Obviously, many Indians do use that. And in Bharatanatyam, there's this whole study of the hands. It's the hastas. Each hand position is used in dance to help with storytelling. But I think I liked this because it came to me at a time when it was a tiring time. I had moved to New Zealand with my husband. We were not able to find jobs, so we had to actually get married to stay together. So it was kind of a rough time for us. We came back here to the UK, and I'm not from here, so I didn't have a whole lot of friends. And it was just a rough time, and I was pregnant. And so just so many things happened, and in a short time, I developed adrenal fatigue. So the scientific hand analysis and the human design and integrating all my interests into my life happened during that time where I had to re-heal myself and kind of relaunch myself, come back to what's my purpose again. And so these tools helped me, and I used them, and I saw the change in my own life. Then I started talking about it with my family, like my husband and my daughter. And then I started doing it just at parties or just with people around me. And now it's part of my business. I don't just use those tools, but those are two of the main ones I do use.
That is very, very good. And I am so looking forward to, because you are going to actually share it with us, after we come back from the next break. And would love to have, see all the ins and outs on how to do it, and great for the palm, for the scientific hand analysis.
Yeah, absolutely. Do we have a moment for me to discuss the third key so we can just focus on your hands for the next segment?
Why don't we hold on to that thought, and after we come back, we can pick up, for that one. So, listeners, please stay tuned, and we will be right back to learn more about the scientific hand analysis and the whole world of palmistry and how to read your own hands. So thank you, and we'll be right back.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Mothers and daughters have a unique relationship. There are trying times and loving times. There is joy and there can be heartache. Listen for Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. Your hosts are Elizabeth Lutz, along with her daughters, Danielle and Melissa Schoniker. Come with them as they share an open and honest discussion to help mothers and daughters everywhere strengthen and support their own relationships. Listen Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Are you ready to move to your next level? Listen for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with host Rebecca Hall-Greider. Each show will focus on a central topic with discussion, guests, and your questions being featured. Our show is perfect for women who feel a call in their heart to step out in a bigger, more powerful way in their life and just need some encouragement, inspiration, and practical steps to support them on their journey. Empowering Women, Transforming Lives can be heard live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
This is Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to support@embraceyourinnerself.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Thank you for tuning in. And we are speaking with Anuradha Kautar, and there is so much to learn about the scientific hand analysis. Before we went to break, we were talking about the two of the three keys that Anuradha shared with us. The first one was reprogramming our life, and the second was each one of us, we have our own unique pattern that we can live our life on. And then the third one is, Anuradha, I would love to share the third key.
Yeah, the third one. Well, you shared that you were in pain, and that actually helped you to find a way to heal yourself, right? And
right.
So that actually turned into part of your message. Now your message is to find that inner place for self-healing. So that's
right.
Like that is an integral part of who you are, and it's an integral part of your message. For me, I had a place of real lack, you know, lack of help, lack of abundance, lack of, you know, feeling lack of friends, really disconnected. That was such a place for me to grow from. That became like the grain of sand in the oyster that mm-hmm. turns into our pearl. So that bothered me to the point that I had to shift it. And when we understand that it's happened so we can awaken these gifts, and it's not just to make our lives difficult, we see it as a blessing, and then that becomes so much a part of our message, why we have to share, what we need to share. So my tendency is I want to hide. But after all this, I saw because I was hiding, I was causing myself such pain. And this is the life lesson part that I'll talk about in the hands in a second, in your hands in a second. But when we shift that dynamic and say, wow, now I need to get out there and share this message, and this is so important that it becomes part of our life. And I'll just give you one small example here so people can follow. The lady who started Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. She going on her life as usual, and then she loses a daughter to a drunk driver. Her message and her platform become so clear. She galvanizes the effort. She starts this organization. She goes around the country speaking about what's going on, the truth behind drunk driving and why it's dangerous and what's going on, what the legislation and so on behind, you know, getting, you know, holding these people. The victims were paying such a high price, but the people actually perpetrating it, actually drunk driving, they were getting a slap on the wrist. And she pointed that hole in the system, and she made that part of her mission. So she didn't just drown herself in sorrow that she lost her daughter. She used it as a way to galvanize her life. And that's what I want each of your listeners to do too, that understand those negative things in your life are such an important part of what they need to be speaking about, right, on their stage.
Right. No, that is very, very important, just to understand, be aware of it. Even make a list, you know, sometimes, because when you have been through a lot in your life, you kind of lose track of who you really are. And then when you make a list and then you realize that, oh, my gosh, you know, this is where I am, but this is where I need to go, and then take necessary steps to do so.
That's exactly right. Right. So let's talk about your hands, because it's always more interesting, instead of just talking about this, you know, abstractly, to talk about it practically on someone's hand. So since you sent me ink prints of your hands. So
yes.
I've spent a little time doing an analysis. And so let me talk to you a little bit about that.
Okay, great.
First, as I shared before, you have very watery hands. So this is someone who is very emotional, very connected, wanting that one-to-one deep connection with not only with each other, but with themselves. And they are very, not only emotional, but spiritual, and they tend to be very creative individuals. The next thing I noticed is you're in the school of peace. So there's four schools, and each of the four schools has a different theme that they face. So in your life, the school of peace is very important. Richard Unger calls this the kind of Goldilocks principle. You don't want too much or too little. So he calls it Mr. Sticks and Plates. So people in the school of peace, on one extreme, they might take on too much, and they just like that carnival type thing where you've got too many sticks going on too many plates, and then they all come crashing down. So this is one extreme of the school of peace. The other extreme is what he calls Mr. La-di-da, sitting on the sofa and being really bored with life. But at their highest, they are taking on things. They say yes to life. They understand that death and mortality is coming, yet they want to live life to the fullest. So they create interest and engagement and adventure for themselves quite often. They really need that to live. But they don't want to become overwhelmed by it. And so that's the role that you're going to play. So maybe you see that in yourself.
Yes.
And then
yes,
the
I
purpose. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, and then if we just, because I want to kind of capture quite a bit here, that you're a master of success. So you're going to be the best when you're finding balance in success, that it will come for you. Your fingerprints say your success and connection with your family might come and go, but what's going to be constant for you is your passion. So as long as you hold on to your passion, everything else will take care of itself.
Nice. I like that.
does that make sense for you?
Oh, yes, completely. Yes. I mean, whatever you are saying, like the emotional hand, like the watery hand, I can completely relate to that, because I am a very emotional person. And, you know, the school of peace, you know, I can relate to that also. And the constant about the passion also, because sometimes before I used to, like, say that, okay, no, this is not for me, and, you know, why bother, and this and that. But then it kind of brings me some energy, some invisible energy force. I feel that it kind of pulls me back on the track and says, nope, this is what. So that passion keeps me going. So I like it. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. If you make your life all about saying yes to your passions and saying no to everything else, in spite of highs and lows, because I'm going to bet you've had highs and lows, and you've shared some of those on this, on your last show, and with me in, you know, off-air conversations. So if that's going to be the case, that you're always going to feel this success is going to be kind of elusive on some days, or that maybe connections with family might be come and go, but the strength of your life will be dependent on you embracing your passions, being really clear on what those passions are and giving yourself permission to do it. And that's not an easy thing.
Right.
Oh. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, all right. I thought I lost you.
And then what about the thumbprints and the fingerprints? What else would you...
Yeah, appreciate? That's exactly right. So how I got that you're in the school of peace and your purpose is success and that your life lessons are perhaps a lack of passions and powerlessness, those all came from your fingerprints.
Uh-huh.
And so I've learned how to read these fingerprints, and trained readers can do this. So I just put those together in a synopsis. Obviously, when I work with a client, we go in much more depth, but just for an interest of time, I have limited that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other interesting things you have in your hand are you have what's called gift markings, and gift markings are special lines that show up in the palm, generally in the palm, and they indicate you need to use a specific talent as much as you do with your purpose. So off air, I was telling you, you need to be in the spotlight a little bit more. You need to find opportunities to be in the spotlight. You actually have an Apollo star, and many of my clients have this marking. This marking says that to be at your highest, you need to be in the spotlight sharing this message, sharing some message with people. Preferably, it's called the fame and fortune in the arts. So you need to actually be paid to speak if you can, paid to write, paid to be in the spotlight.
Wow.
So that will actually enhance your purpose. If you don't do that, and many people who have this marking tend to shy away from the spotlight, if you don't take up your spotlight, you'll be really fearing tomato fears. You'll be afraid that people will reject you. So you will pre-reject yourself, and you won't bother to get out in front of the people who need you.
I see. Very interesting.
Yeah, do you like being in the spotlight, Sangeeta?
Not really. But after seeing this, you know, I would love to. Like, my one side says yes, yes, yes. And then when the time comes, it's like, no, 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 it's okay. Mm. You don't have to, you know. So it's like that battle and struggle that happens, you know, most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is good to know. So now I can kind of push myself and then say, okay, get out there. Because most of my life I have been working behind the stage.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. it is like that practice and that habit. You know, when my daughter was in Kathak dance, you know, I was a manager taking care of the kids, and everything would happen behind the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is like, you know, I have that curtain in front of me, but working on the back. So now it is time to kind of pull that curtain away.
Yes, absolutely. You can't actually stand in the spotlight. That's one way that we hide from the spotlight, right? Directing other people, directing from behind the scenes, the backseat driver.
Right.
And it takes courage to do the other. School of Peace is very much about being courageous in our lives. And this is where that easy button can really come in handy. This is where keys 1, 2, and 3 come together. That point one, you need to find ease in this all the time, as much as you can, right? So make it easy for yourself. So you've done this show. You need to applaud yourself. You need to celebrate these victories. That makes it easier. That makes it more likely for you to do it again.
Right.
Key two, where this is your design. So you have to acknowledge, I actually need to be out there. And so people need to hear this message. So you understand the message is bigger than you and your specific person, right? Bigger than you. But people need to hear this. And your soul and your personality are speaking up in a way that, wow, this actually needs to get out there. So it's the universe needing to speak this message through you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last point of your greatest, the pieces of sand, the grains of sand in the oyster, right? Where all those things in your life, including the years of pain and losing your brother and all those painful things, become the heart of what you need to be speaking about.
Wow.
So the
it
three
is
points
so beautifully
come together.
Laid out, Anuradha. I am so thankful for you to do the hand reading on me, and it gave me lots of ideas as you were talking, and this is beautiful. But we have a short break coming up, so listeners, stay tuned, and we will be right back with Anuradha Kautha to learn even more about herself and how you can reach her. So stay tuned. Thank you.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
Are you living your dream yet? If not, then why not? Everyone has a greatness inside of them to achieve what they deserve in their lives. But how do you find the motivation to get started? Tune in to Your Authentic Life with host Susan Cranston. Susan's advice, along with expert guests, will help you improve your relationships, start or change your career, and achieve the seemingly unattainable goal. Listen live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This is Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to support@embraceyourinnerself.com. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back. And before we went on the break, you know, we talked a lot about the self-analysis and the three keys to manifesting a life of meaning and how to read your hands. And I'm sure that people would start looking at their hands in a different way, and they would be wondering whether their hand is an earthy hand or a watery hand and what those lines means. And so forth. So, Anuradha, I would love to share with the listeners, like, who do you work with and how, and give us all the juicy information.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll say for the people who are listening, not everybody's got those hands. So I'll say the other two basic types. Now, there's combinations where they're blended. Okay. There's the analytical hand, the air hand, and that's probably the most common in today's time, which is very long and shoebox shaped, really long fingers and really long rectangular palm. And these people are analytical and critical and really think deeply about things, the philosophers, if you will. And then the other type hand is the fire hand, and these people are very passionate and so on. So their palm shape is more irregular and so on. And they have kind of average length fingers, not really short and not really long. And they're the ones who, like Daniel Laporte, you know, with the fire starters, right? They ignite people's passion.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the four hand shapes basically, but there are so many derivations beyond that. And then what type of people I work with, that's what you asked, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, what type of people I generally work with are, like you said at the beginning, successful professionals and successful entrepreneurs. And I like to work with them and their team. So that team can be just a family or a company team, but it can be another type of group as well. In the community, for instance, these people, once the leader of the group becomes really aligned with their purpose and they're living that, they will give up trying to control their team in these negative ways, and they will give up this victim consciousness and so on. And they actually mm-hmm. will start to shift their DNA and the way they show up in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they might actually shift their palm, their shape of their hand and the lines and so on, and these gift markings, for instance. But right. more importantly, they get aligned, and then they create this meaning, and then they attract the right people, the right team members, their family will start to shift, the dynamics within their family or whoever they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, that changes. And then they attract the right tribe, the right people who need to hear their message, like you finding this opportunity to be on air. That's because you were manifesting by design. So you did it. You built this. And now look at you. You're connecting. You're sharing your spotlight with other people, which is exactly what a watery type person would want to do, connect and share. So you've done it so perfectly, Sangeeta. You're embodied this. So I work with people not that different than yourself who are here to do something really great but maybe are stuck, and they're stuck in the blaming or the struggle aspect of their lives, and they're not enjoying their lives. They're not finding meaning. So we actually shift that for them using this process with a lot more depth, obviously.
Yes, this is great, Anuradha. And would you like to share with our listeners, like, you know, what makes you different and how they can reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest things that make me different is a lot of people do life coaching, and I do that, but mostly I do transformation consulting. I consult, I actually give advice on what you need to do. So, for instance, off air, I was suggesting you do more of these kinds of programs. That's something that makes me different than other life coaches. Plus, I bring in all this experience from science and biology and my experience in the lab and so on, and 8 years in the classroom. I was teaching for 8 years. So I have this experience of talking to different types of people, regardless of their education, their gender, their conditioning, and so on. The biggest thing is for me to connect with the person who's in front of me. I find the way to connect, and so they can deliver that content. A lot of others who do similar work are not trained in those areas.
Right.
So that's really the thing that makes myself and Manifest by Design a little different.
Right. Thank you. And you are not only connecting with the person themselves, but you are connecting with the whole biology of that person, and you are kind of helping them to bring a deeper awareness, because our body is like a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And through your tools, you know, like the hand analysis and other tools that you use in your work, you kind of help them, experience this miracle of body that God has given us.
That's exactly right. That's right. It's awesome that you've got this map right on your hand. You know,
right.
And there's other maps in your body, too. The iris and so on, the colon, the walls of the colon. I mean, there's so many maps on your hand. Reflexology, this is just one tool.
Right.
Our map, like you said, our body is a walking miracle. So if we start to tap into its natural processes, instead of what we are generally doing, staying up too late, not feeding it the right food, we're going to you know, experience discomfort and disease and, you know, struggle. So I'm helping people work in, you know, not only with their design, but with their body, like you said.
Right. Oh, that's beautiful. And how can everyone reach you? Like, how can people find you to learn more about it?
Yeah, that's a great question. The best way to reach me is through my website, manifestbydesign.com. And actually, for all your listeners, I have a free gift. It's a 3-part video series called Stop Hiding and Own Your Stage. So it's me sharing my deep truth and talking a little bit more about this panic button, living, and creating more meaning. I go into it in a lot more depth in this 3-part video series. So that's a free gift. And people can connect with me on social media. I'm on Twitter and Facebook under Manifest by Design and under my name, Anuradha Kota.
Awesome. This is great. And so our listeners, please make sure that you connect with her on the social media and also take this awesome opportunity of the free 3-part video series that would be helpful to know more about yourself and to connect with your own body, your miraculous body, and, you know, shine your light out into this world and live it the way you're supposed to, you're meant to live.
Mm-hmm.
So, Anuradha, it was such a pleasure to have you today on the show. And thank you so much for sharing your wisdom today and empowering our listeners. If there is anything else that you would like to share with us, please go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you. First, thank you for having me, Sangeeta. It's such an honor, and it's been such a fun conversation. And then the other thing is I want each of you to understand, all your listeners to understand, that you created this mess, that whatever mess you're in, whatever mess is in your life that you don't like, you created it. That's okay. It's totally okay. But the good news is you can fix it. You can start to fix it by manifesting by design, by you shifting your focus from what others wanted for you into what you want. You have this power. Nobody else has that power. No one else can do it for you. So that's the good news, I think.
Oh, yes. No, definitely. I totally agree because it's like, you know, don't cry over the spilled milk. You know, you can wipe it clean. And so many people, including myself, you know, years ago, like if I made a mistake or if you make a mess, and I would, the fear would come in. The fear would take over. And that's what most of the people tend to do because that's how they are either taught or they see other people do that and they kind of cave in. And like you mentioned earlier about your student, you know, the posture and the tensing muscles and everything, you know, it kind of all comes together. So that is exactly right. Like, but once you know all these different tools and take action on it, that is when everything kind of comes into place.
Okay, that's wonderful. Yeah.
All right, exactly Anuradha, right. Thank you very much again. And we will connect with you soon. And thank you, listeners, for joining us today on Voice America Empowerment Channel. And you're listening to Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself. And make sure to join me again next Monday at 11 a.m. right here with another amazing guest. And you can reach me at embraceyourinnerself.com. And also, we have a retreat coming up. It's a 3-day healing retreat in New Jersey. And you can get more information, limitlesslifetransformation.com. Thank you and have a blissful day. Namaste.
Thank you again for tuning into the show. Embrace Your Inner Self and Empower Yourself with Sangeeta Patel can be heard live every Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. This week, may everything come together to give your life balance.